Thank you for downloading the 3 strategies to give you the bravery and confidence to live an amazing and completely fulfilled life. Now, before we get into the nitty-gritty, I'm sure you're wondering how I got here talking to you about living a fulfilled and amazing life. Well, to be quite honest with you, my life was a bit of a mess. I was separated from my husband after being married for 12 years. I was drinking daily to stuff my emotions. I was in a job that I didn't find to be fulfilling, and my anxiety was so high, I found it difficult to cope with my daily life. And I found myself at the doctor's looking for meds to deal with the life that I created. Until one day, I had an aha moment. In an instant, my life changed. I was sitting at my computer outside on one sunny summer afternoon, and I was taking a quiz, "Am I an alcoholic?" And up popped an ad to become a health coach. I had no idea what a health coach was, but I did know that at one time I was really healthy and I was active and in the best shape of my life and full of vibrancy. And I realized that I wasn't living the life that I wanted for myself. Fast forward 3 years later, and I'm living out my dream. And I'm going to share with you more about how I did this when I give you my 3 strategies. But over the last couple years, I've been able to connect with hundreds of people who were feeling like I was, unfulfilled, fearful, doubtful, lacking confidence and self-acceptance, knowing in their heart that they wanted more, but they didn't know how to get it. Now, I want to make something very clear. Although I have invested thousands of dollars on personal development and coaching and have thousands of hours of training and development, I have hard days and I have days when I get down on myself. But one thing that I know is certain is that I'm a lifelong learner and I've always been a people person. From being a residential counselor at a women's shelter to working with children with behavioral disorders and teaching for 14 years, the one thing I realized is that I've always had a passion for helping people to become the best version of themselves. And that has never wavered. So who I am is a person that values personal development and becoming the best version of myself. I'm a mother to 2 beautiful daughters, and I'm a loving wife to my husband. I was raised in a family with very young parents that did their best to raise me and my sister. Times were not always easy, but I always learned and I always grew and I always strived to be my best. In fact, striving became my comfort zone. Always trying to do more and more and more. Now, my comfort zone was anything but comfortable, but it's where I operated most of my life. After I graduated from university while working 3 jobs to pay for school and support myself, I've literally built my life from the ground up. And I've learned a few things over the years about myself and what it takes to really live a life you love. I truly know and believe that whatever you want to create in your life is possible. It doesn't matter what happened in your past or what's happening now. If you want change, you can create it. I know that you have more in you. And if there are areas of your life that aren't working or working as well as you'd like your finances or your relationship or your business or health, and if you want those to make those changes, anything is possible. And maybe you're here because you have a really amazing life and you want to level up and get more out of the life that you're living. Whatever had you come by today, I want you to be happy and live a life that you love. Now, because you're here, I know that there's something missing or not working as well as you'd like, and you're already willing to look at that or those areas. And that tells me that you are open. And when you're experiencing some form of unhappiness, that's a really good sign because that means there is room for growth in that area. And you are aware enough to acknowledge the truth in the matter. You are alive and you have an opportunity to grow and you are willing to take action. Now, I want you to pay attention to that little voice in your head, the one that's always there and always speaking. You know, the one that probably just said, "What little voice is she talking about?" Or that one that said, "Well, I already know all this stuff." I want you to stop and check in with that voice. That voice likes to keep you playing small and shuts down your possibility. So instead of listening from, I already know this, start asking yourself, what can I learn from this? And if you're looking from that view of what can I learn from this, you're going to find exactly what you came here to accomplish. Now, the truth is, all the knowledge in the world does not produce results. You know, that's why so many people want to lose weight and they just don't. We all know what to do. There's knowledge everywhere, but we just aren't doing it. And chances are, unless you've done lots and lots of hours of personal development and training, you haven't mastered training that little voice in your head to be quiet. But you can train your brain. And if you're really willing to take this on in a big way, you will stay open and receptive to learning new information that will change your life. Now, transformation doesn't happen over time. It happens in a moment when you learn something new and you take action in your life. Now, you're probably wondering, okay, what are these three strategies that will help me to be brave and live a fulfilled life that I love? Well, to begin, I'd like to quote Napoleon Hill in Think and Grow Rich. He says that desire is the starting point of all achievement, not a hope, not a wish, but a keen, pulsating desire which transcends everything. And this is the first strategy. Desire. First of all, as a society, we are very disempowered when it comes to desiring things. We hold back our greatness and we're really stingy, but people are unaware of this and we sometimes walk around like victims. We fall back on excuses and blame outside forces. Yes, there is a lot of injustice that happens. People are abused and neglected, and life happens that's not fair. Sometimes we get stuck in the trap of focusing on the things that we can't control instead of the things that are in our control. We have no control over the past. The past happened and there is nothing that we can do about it. During my TED Talk, I share my fascination with psychology and human behavior. And we all know those people that have an amazing life, a great upbringing, and yet they struggle to hold down jobs or find meaningful relationships and end up making life choices that keep them stuck. Then, on the opposite end of the spectrum, there are others that have had a real tough life with tragedy and trauma, and they turn those challenges into life lessons and blessings to help others and to live an amazing life. Why? What's the difference between people who've had a privileged upbringing and who want for nothing and others who come from nothing? And the better question is, what can we learn from those people that are making a difference despite life's challenges? Well, the answer lies in their desire. Their desire for living a fulfilled life becomes so burning that they'll do anything to achieve it. Now, I want you to be really courageous when thinking about what it is that you desire. You may want to think small, but I encourage you to think really big. We often feel guilty or selfish for having desires as if it's a negative thing. And it's a great thing to have desires. Feeling guilty or selfish is a story we tell ourselves. Show me guilt or show me selfish. It's not real. So, I want you to be clear about what it is that you want in your life. Choose one thing. Look at areas that are really important to you, like your relationship, your health, your business, your mindset. Your desire will have to be so great that you would do anything, and I mean anything, to get it. And this can be any change, any outcome, or any result, and you're going to commit to it. Sometimes we wish for things. And they seem like something that's really unattainable and too far beyond reach. When we move from wishing to wanting, the energetics are a lot different. When we want something, we can see actions to take to get what we want. When that want becomes a burning desire, nothing will stop you, and I mean nothing. Let me share a story with you. In 2007, I was 40 pounds overweight. I was wearing a much larger size. I was tired all the time. I felt really jealous of my friends that had so much confidence, and I really just wanted to hide out. I never wanted to leave the house, and when I did, I wore big, unrevealing clothes to hide my body shape. I was so self-conscious. And finally, one day, I was sitting at the table with my husband, and I said, "This is the year. I really want to get into shape and look and feel my best before we have kids. I don't want to be a tired mom. I want to have so much energy and life. I'm tired of being sick and tired." And I really was. And that day, I went on the internet and found a $35 program called Burn the Fat. And from that point on, nothing stopped me. I exercised 5 to 6 times a week. I changed my eating habits. I signed up for a half marathon, even though I never ran a day in my life. And I really never looked back. I went from a size 12 to a size 4 in 3 months, and I never felt better. You see, it wasn't the weight that I lost, it was the confidence that I gained. My desire to be healthy was greater than my desire to stay sick and tired. I had to commit to this 1,000,000%. And looking back, I realized that 3 months was not a huge sacrifice to gain unstoppable confidence, to feel sexy and vibrant and alive. Be brave when it comes to your desires. You are literally going to put your ass on the line. You are going to risk failure and have setbacks, and you will have to devote time and money with no guarantee. And this is how the creative process works. You make a brave decision. And then you have to believe that it's possible to see it come true. Before becoming a coach, I was an elementary school teacher for 14 years. I made almost a six-figure income. I had one of the best pensions in the country. And I had a benefit plan that was to die for. But I was unhappy and unfulfilled. And I walked into work every day wishing my life away, wishing for the next weekend, wishing for the next vacation, wishing for 3 p.m. to come. After taking the health coaching program, I invested in a coach to help grow my business. And after 5 minutes on the phone with her, she said something that I'll never forget. She told me that I was too big for my school board and that my purpose was so much greater. Now, at first, I thought she was a little crazy, possibly a scam artist out to take my money. And then once I put those thoughts on the back burner, I thought about the possibility she saw in me. And I really started to visualize that, what my life would be like as a coach. How would that feel to be my own boss? How would it feel to make my own rules? And then she asked me, "Do you want to be a teacher or a coach?" My initial reaction was a coach. And then up came a whole lot of reasons and considerations why I couldn't be a coach. It was the money and the time I spent on my education. I was a single mom and couldn't quit a good paying job. I was going to give up a pension and benefits. What would my family think? What would my friends think? What if I fail? What if it doesn't work? What if I can't do it? All of those things and the voice in my head were killing off possibility. Now, if we look at the word decide, the Latin origins of the root word decide is like homicide, genocide, pesticide. It literally means to kill off possibilities. And this is what decisions do. They literally kill off what's possible. Now, if I were to be ruled by my decisions, I would still be a teacher. So I did something radical. I chose coaching. You see, what I learned is that a choice is very different. There's no reasons, no excuses or considerations. I just chose it. And then I jumped in with 2 feet. All of a sudden, there was lots of possibility. There was creation available. And those decisions did not stop me. I chose it and I never looked back. Now, sometimes when faced with a tough decision, don't decide. Choose. Choose what you want. What do you want? This is your opportunity to be really specific and very concrete. Make it smart, specific, measurable, attainable, relative, and timely. If you want to grow your business, how much money do you really want to make? If you want to take on your health, what results do you really want to get, and by when? Maybe you want to travel the world, or maybe you want to experience less stress, or start writing your first book. Whatever it is that's really a burning desire inside of you, make it specific. And now that you have that burning desire and you know what you want, now you have to really get present to, why do you want it? Now think about that for a second. Who will you have to become to get what you want? How do you want to feel? Look inside of yourself and be real straight. You might say that you want to grow your business because you want to have lots of money. That's great. But why is it really important to have lots of money? What will you do with that money? How will you contribute to others? What will open up for your life? Keep digging to get at the real why. And this will help you uncover your purpose. Your purpose and your passion will help you weather the storm because it won't always be easy. Things will get tough and you'll want to quit. And when you go back to your why, it will really reignite that excitement, that drive, and that determination. You will be more open to having breakdowns. But you know what? On the other side of that breakdown is always a breakthrough. And when you're focused on your why, your breakdowns will not seem as traumatic. You'll be able to get right out of them. Now, the other thing is, if your why is not compelling, if it doesn't move you or inspire you, and it's not really that important to you, you're not likely to follow through. So I call this your big MOFA, your why, your motivational factor. What is motivating you? Now, I want you to pause this audio right now and do the work. Write it down, what you desire more than anything and why, what's motivating you. Now, take action right now and don't cheat yourself. Get clear. There's a lot of psychology behind writing it down and visualizing what it is that you really want. And when you do that and you get crystal clear, you're already on your way to having a major success in your life. So welcome back. And now we're ready for strategy number two. Shine a bright light on your reasons and excuses to get results. Now, one of my favorite quotes comes from Chichi Rodriguez. Let's try this again. Chichi Rodriguez. And it is, don't look for excuses to lose. Look for excuses to win. Now, remember, when I wanted to leave teaching, all of those reasons and excuses came up for me. And literally, I felt a pit in my stomach, like I wanted to vomit. My knees were shaking, my legs were shaking right before I decided to leave teaching. But all the reasons, my excuses, why I couldn't do it were external. My pension, my benefits, all the things that could go wrong. And have you ever noticed that we always look for reasons why something won't work or why we can't do something? Instead of all the reasons why it can work and what we can really create? Well, welcome to being a human being and an ordinary human being at that. We all have reasons for everything. When we are aware of those reasons, they lose their impact and power over us. And there's a great sense of freedom and clarity when we get to choose to live our life of action instead of our reasons. Now, there is a three-letter word in our vocabulary that allows our reasons to persist. The word is but. I want to lose weight, but I don't have a lot of time. I want to have a better relationship with my husband, but he's really stubborn. I want to run a marathon, but I have a really bad knee. I want to write a book, but I don't know how. The word but shuts down possibility, and we can't see actions to take. But when we replace the word but with and, all of a sudden we see new actions to take. And that we realize that one thing has really nothing to do with the other. And I mean nothing. It's like saying, I want to go swimming, but there's a big elephant in my pool. No, it doesn't. There's two separate things going on. You want to go swimming and there's an elephant in the pool. Now listen to these examples. I want to lose weight. And I don't have a lot of time. I want to have a better relationship with my husband. And he is sometimes stubborn. I want to write a book, and I don't really know how. Notice how the word and creates a door to what's possible. You get to reclaim your power. Sometimes we feel helpless and we feel like victims. We can feel empowered by choice and we can feel in control at all times. Now, when I use the term victim, some people get really offended. I know the first time I was told I was being a victim, my brain went crazy because things did happen in my life. A lot of things, a lot of traumatic things. And what I learned is that I can be responsible or I can be a victim. The choice was mine to make. And I get it that life happens and I completely understand. Things will happen. Life will happen and we can be at the effect of it or we can be in control of it. When you blame, you give up your power. If you want to have a better relationship with your spouse and you blame them, you lost your power. You're at the effect of it. And you alone are responsible for your life. Now, let me share another story with you. I was separated from my husband for 3 years. And in that time, I created him to be a narcissist, a control freak, a negative human being that was incapable of showing emotion. I was always at the effect of life with him. I was a victim playing the poor me role. Every time I blamed him, I gave him my power. After a lot of personal work, I took responsibility of my role, of my thoughts, and my actions. I owned what I did and what I didn't do, and I realized that I created him to be that way by how I viewed him. And then I looked for evidence and it showed up everywhere. He really didn't have a chance of being anything other than what I created him to be. Fast forward, we are back together. Now, he did not change. I did. When I became responsible for my feelings, my emotions, and I stopped being a victim, I had the power to bring love back into our marriage and our family back together. Now, it took something, but it was definitely worth it. And I had to be brave and I had to own it and take responsibility. Now, we can live in a world of reasons or a world of action. Now, only one will get you results. Listen to your excuses and your reasons in these statements. One day I'll write that book. I just don't have time right now. I can't afford it. It's too much money. I'm too busy to think about myself. It's selfish to think about myself. All of these reasons and excuses keep you stopped. And to be courageous and live the life you love, completely fulfilled, you will have to become aware of your excuses and stories that stop you. Bottom line is that you will always find a way to do what you really want. Don't let your butts stop you. If it's important enough to you, you'll make the time. You'll find the money. You'll get over the guilt. If not, you'll find lots of excuses. Remember, time is ours. We get to create our own schedule. We get to determine what we want to put in our slots. We have jobs, and some of us have kids. We have lots of commitments and multiple bills and lots of responsibilities. And this is about making it all work and being smart about it. You get to be in the driver's seat. You get to create the roadmap. And you get to write your story. You are the author. You have the power. What story do you want to create? The action you take is to recognize when you are using the word but and replace it with and. Now, I want you to do something else. I want you to write down your top 10 excuses that you make when it comes to the thing that you desire the most. What are the stories that you're telling yourself about what you can't do? I say stories because they aren't actually true. If you wanted it, you would already have it. If you don't have it in your life, it's because there's a story in the background preventing you from playing full out and taking your power. Now, stop this audio and write down all your stories and excuses. Have fun with this. Debunk your BS stories. Write down your excuses and then write down two reasons why it's complete BS and then a strategy of how you can get rid of that excuse. Now remember, have fun. The more you are aware of your excuses that stop you, the better you will be at recognizing them and changing the story. So go ahead and get to work and come back on when you're finished. Welcome back. Now, the third and final strategy for being brave and living the life you love is to take action, period. In order to build momentum, you must be willing to take consistent and really focused action. Small hinges swing really big doors. Small action steps that are consistent will produce really great results. Now, sometimes we get caught up in our need for perfection and to know it all and to think that we have to have it all figured out before we take action. And we lose sight on the big picture. Imperfect action is the only way to start. We start this by listening to that little voice in our head that often wants to keep us stopped dead in our tracks. That little voice will be there to help us lose belief in ourselves. But you must step outside of that little voice and retrain your brain to believe that anything and everything is possible. Now, I make a lot of mistakes. I spent days spinning my wheels. I tried actions and they didn't work. I fail and I fail hard. And you know what? I get back up and I change my actions to get different results. We are living in a world with information literally at our fingertips. Anything that we want is available to us. And we have access to free training and webinars and resources. And if you take action, you will literally transform your life. Whatever you want, you can do. So, your action step. Let's get unstuck and create what's possible. Now, here is your opportunity to do a complete brain dump. I want you to take that burning desire, that one action that you really, really want to accomplish, and your why, your big mofa, your motivational factor. And I want you to write down 20 ways to get what it is that you really want. 20 actions that you can take to get to your desired result. Now, you're going to come up with lots of creative ways to take action. And that little voice in your head is going to stop you right about number 10. And it's going to tell you that you can't do this, or that's too much work, or you won't follow through, or whatever your brain loads up on. I want you to just keep writing. Acknowledge that that little brain, that little voice is there. It's trying to keep you safe. Say thank you and keep on writing. Write it all down. When you get stopped, that's where the magic will happen. That's when you'll tap into your creative being. That's when you'll get an opportunity to think outside of the box and come up with really creative ways to get what you want. And you can literally use this brain dump activity for almost anything that you want. Now, stop this audio and take action. Be outrageous. Be creative. Be bold. And think of 20 ways to get you what you really want in your life. Okay, do it now. Pause this video. Welcome back. Now that you have your 20 action steps, the next logical step is to take action. Now, don't step over the steps that are uncomfortable. You have to feel the stretch. Change doesn't happen in our comfort zone. Change will trigger that voice in your head. Change will activate you. And you know what? Say thank you and keep going. And if an action doesn't work, go to the next action. And remember this, you, me, we cannot fail. We are perfect, whole, and complete. And there's nothing that we can do to make us fail. We have it wrong. When things don't work out as planned, we often think that we as people are failures. But those failures are just actions that we took that didn't work out the way we wanted. And those failures are opportunities to try new actions. Too many people see failure as a personal thing. And if you can get over that, you are better off than the majority of the people in the world. Self-doubts and fears are normal. There is no guarantee that things will work out. You will fall, and you will fall hard, and you will fail, and you will risk putting your ass on the line, and you will be alive, alive with possibility, alive with faith. When you hit hard times, faith is what will pull you up. You will tap into your personal power, and you will find the strength to rise again. Whenever I feel overwhelmed or paralyzed with fear, I realize that the feeling of overwhelm and the paralysis that I'm experiencing is not actually real. It's just a story that I'm creating. Usually that fear happens right before a stretch, right before a breakthrough. And as my good friend Yolande Wallace Morris has said to me many times in the past, when we are stopped, the world is stopped. Believe you are not alone. Believe that you are protected, and believe that you are supported in your efforts. We always get to choose our thoughts. We get to choose our actions, and we get to choose the life we love to live with bravery and courage completely fulfilled. Change begins with us. So let's just review the three strategies and the actions you must take in order to live a brave and fulfilled life you love to live. Strategy number one, decide what is your burning desire and what's your big mofa, your motivating factor. And your action was to go from wishing to really wanting that. Write it down, align it. Strategy number two, bring light to your reasons and excuses and recognize that they are just stories you create that keep you stopped in your life. Your action is to write out those reasons and come up with a solution for when those reasons come up. And you can also replace that word but with the word and so that you can see multiple ways to get what you really want. And number three, take action. Now remember, you either live in a world of reasons or a world of action, and only the world of action gets you results. Even when it's uncomfortable, take action. The action you take in any area of your life you want to level up, you want to look at those 20 ways to get what you want. And don't stop until you've done all 20 and take those actions. Get uncomfortable. Be uncomfortable. Uncomfortable is alive. Now, I know that it's not always easy to take action, and especially when we have some really disempowering stories. And if you're one of those people that is really struggling with taking action and you want support, if you want the stretch, and you want somebody to guide you in the right direction, I want you to reach out and book a personal one-on-one coaching call with me. Let's figure out what your burning desires are, and let's create imperfect actions to get you the life that you love with fulfillment and with bravery. The world needs you. Stop being stingy and start showing up as your best version. We're all waiting. And let me know if you do take action, imperfect action on your own. Share your story with me. Share what's going on and keep me updated. I'd love to hear more. Thank you for being here, and I look forward to talking to you soon.